Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 350. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Basically, we try to enlighten you, bring you some apps maybe you never heard of before, bring you some insight into what the developers are doing these days, and that's what we're going to do on this show. We have a developer guest. But first, let me introduce the other co-hosts, and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Steve, is that you? I almost didn't recognize you. It's been 2 weeks.
I know, man. It's been forever.
Yeah, and I forgot. I can't remember. Are you in, you're in Arizona, right?
I'm not.
You're not in Arizona. Where are you at again?
I'm in Tampa.
You're in Florida. Tampa Podfest. Hallelujah.
Florida Podfest.
Florida Podfest. Keep going.
Yeah, me and Dor both went to Fest, so if you guys were missed out on shows last week, and Eric was in Chicago. We all went somewhere, right?
And I got stuck in Chicago.
I think it hasn't been 2 weeks. It's only been 1 week, wasn't it? Kind of. I was in Starved Rock, not Chicago.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
The Florida Podfest was amazing. If anybody didn't go, I'm pretty sure most of the world didn't, consider going next year. I mean, this was the first inaugural one. We had tons of people, and I can't imagine how much, like, if this keeps growing, it's just going to be so much fun. So it's all about podcasting. We had great speakers, and I had a great time just hanging out with podcasters. How was your fest, Dor?
Mine was very good. I'll say, I'm from Baltimore. I was just shocked at how clean everything was out there. Unbelievably clean. We landed in Portland, drove up to Bellingham, Washington, and none of those cities caught fire.
Nice.
Where I left Baltimore and they started lighting the whole city on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Don't leave Baltimore no more. Man, you really do something when they miss you or something. They want to guide your way back with flame.
Yeah. Well, and I had maybe the worst crab cake I ever had in my life.
Can't be the best. You can't have everything.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, dude. Good to have you on. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com.
Hey, gentlemen. I walked to work today. Didn't get shot. It was nice. Last year, I think the first time I walked to work, I got shot by a BB gun last year.
That's right.
Played a little frisbee golf before the show tonight, so we're good.
Dude, no bullet wounds, frisbee golf. Can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah. Reached 70. Now, next year I'll go to PodFest. It was my daughter's first musical this weekend, so I could not make it to that. But next year,
definitely come out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, we have a developer on the show. We always are psyched to talk to the developers and see what they got going on. We usually bring on somebody who's app that we loved and we brought on the show and reviewed and we really liked, and today is such the case. Yuri Kipilainen joining us today, creator of Tiltagon, released under Noodlecake Studios, but he also has a couple other apps under his own name, but we really liked Tiltagon and we're really happy to have him on. Yuri, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Finland.
And what time is it there?
It's 4 a.m.
We torture our guests. We don't let them sleep. This is a recurring thing that's been happening. But thank you so much for staying up late, man. We really do appreciate that.
No problem.
Now, you don't have to work tomorrow because it's May 1st. Is that a holiday in Finland? Is that?
Yes, it is. Yes.
What holiday is it?
Well, it's we call it Vappu here. So... Ooh. Okay. It's basically a free day. No work today.
Nice.
Wow. That's cool. So you're going to just pull an all-nighter then? Stay up all night?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to make some coffee after this. So.
Oh, man. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and a little bit of your history of creating apps.
I'm 35 years old, software engineer, married, two kids. Two dogs. I have a day job as a web designer, and we make games with my wife during evenings and weekends.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Your wife is a developer too?
Well, she's a doing some art things and, you know, learning. She doesn't have that much of a background as a programmer. She's a construction engineer. So she's learning things and helping me out.
That's nice.
Cool.
You know, we've had a couple husband-wife software development teams on the show. It seems like a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's really, really fun and really, really interesting.
And probably very rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Tell us about Tiltagon. What is this game all about?
Yeah, Tiltagon. It's a game about tilting and trying to survive for as long as you can. So basically the idea got started like last summer. I was prototyping a game, and I've always been a huge fan of Super Hexagon, for example. And I was just playing around like the idea that, okay, how could I, you know, make something simple arcade type of game like that, but you know, you don't want to, you know, make a direct copy of something like that,
right?
So we decided that, okay, you know, what about adding tilt controls? And we started prototyping that kind of thing. Things didn't work out in the beginning, and so we put the project on hold for until October, and that's when we, you know, restarted, got some fresh ideas, and, you know, started working on the game again. So, but yeah, it's a really simple. You have a ball, you roll around hexagon shapes, hexagon floors, and try avoid falling off the floors and things like that. So, pretty fast paced, hard, yeah. Very hard game.
Well, and beautiful looking. I love the graphics.
Thank you. Yeah, it's you know, we've always digged out or like the minimalist style games. So yeah.
To me, any game that even comes close to resembling Marble Madness is one of my favorites. Exactly. Uh-oh, door's pointing. Exactly. What door? You remember?
No. That's exactly where you went. That's why I liked this game. That's why I had to bring it to the game. It brought that enthusiasm I had back in the day playing Marble Madness back again. And you say fast and hard. It is definitely a difficult game, but you found yourself falling into like rhythms and flows of where I was doing things that I should not have been able to do, kind of thing. And I was just doing really good there for a couple minutes, and then of course dying, and then dying 10 times in a row, but then I would start doing good again.
Yeah.
You mean you got like in the zone?
I felt a little zone-ish. I could see the zone. I don't know if I was in the zone.
Is it because of the music that gets you partly in the zone? It's got like an EDM-y type sound, right?
I turned down all audio in the games.
Eric, what do you think about it?
I liked it. I did like the music. The thing that makes this different from the Marble Madness is, and I don't know, Yuri, if this was intentional to be different or just part of the whole geometric shape, but I like that the ball isn't round, that you can actually stop a little bit. You know, it has a little bit of a friction to it. Yeah. That's a nice change for, especially for me, because I'm bad at all games. That helped.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a physics based game. It's made with Unity 3D game engine, and you know, tilt controls are really hard to get right. I mean, we worked on the tilt controls right from the beginning to the very end. And I mean, you know, Noodle guys help us a lot, you know, getting and improving those controls. And I think that in the end, I think we did a pretty good job with those, that they are, you know, pretty responsive, and they are pretty accurate, and that you have like that, you feel like you're in control with the, you know, you're controlling the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a, tilt controls can be really, really difficult to get right.
Yeah, I can see that would be tough to get right. I mean, it's very precise. Like, I guess one wrong setting and like it would just ruin everything.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to develop a game like this?
Well, like I mentioned, the first prototype was in, you know, in last summer, but we restarted the game in October, and basically we worked on the game from October till March. But like I said, we have a day, I have a day job, and I can work, you know, program only on evenings and weekends. So, you know, from October to March period, I don't know if you can exactly say, you know, if you turn it that to like, you know, 5 days a week kind of period, maybe it's like 3 months, 4 months, maybe.
Well, I'll do this type of math. That equates to passion. This is not a thing you just did for the heck of it, because family, job, life, and then you do this on top of it. That's just dedication. That's passion. And nearly not trying to sound dumb, it kind of shows in the game, because like you said, Preacher, I believe, was the simplicity of the look of it helps me appreciate how smooth everything is and how well everything works. I have a question. I never in my entire life understood why anyone had to use game publishers. And you've made a couple games on your own, and then you have this with a game publisher. And you said that they did help you with some stuff. So is that normal for a game publisher to actually, I guess, contribute to the game?
Yeah, I mean, the Noodlecake contacted us in December and, you know, asked that if they could play the game, and eventually they asked if we would be, you know, interested in collaborating with them, and talked about it with my wife and thought that, okay, maybe we should, you know, give it a shot. I mean, this is the first time we've ever teamed up with a publisher.
And how did they know about the game to ask you that they could see it?
How I mean, we had a couple of articles on Touch Arcade and AppSpy, and they spotted the game there and, you know, contacted that after that. And I mean, they have helped us, you know, of course, with marketing, you know, as you guys already know that, you know, hundreds of games are released every day on you know, App Store and Google Play and Amazon, and it's really, really hard to get noticed. It's so crowded market, and we just decided that, okay, maybe we should, you know, team up with them and see, you know, how it goes, since we don't have any kind of experience with, you know, publishers. And in the end, it just has worked. I mean, they have helped us with, you know, with the controls and, you know, integrations, you know, basic in-app purchase stuff and, you know, things like that. And of course, you know, marketing and all those things. So,
wow. It's like a record label if you were a musician. Kind of.
I gotta say, when I reached out to them, I didn't realize that they weren't developers. I didn't know that they were just a publisher, or they did publish this. And they were very quick to say, well, this isn't really us, this is Yuri. And that was very nice.
Yeah. They actually do make lots of their own games.
Do they? Okay.
For example, Super Stickman Golf series is their own.
Oh.
But they do publish a lot of indie games as well.
Well, here's a quick question, Yuri, and this is just a general app question. I'm going to guess now I have at least a better understanding of why sometimes I find a game and then I go back and I look at that exact same link again and it doesn't exist. So was this game first published under you? They saw you. You took down your posting of it and then they put theirs up?
No. The game was never released.
I tried. Because more than a couple times I see a game or an app, I bookmark the link. I come back in 2 weeks. It's not there. But then I find it under a different link.
Yeah, that's possible that, you know, at least in App Store, you can pretty easily transfer one game from one account to the other. I don't know if that's as easy in Google Play, but at least in App Store, it's possible. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
You guys have any other questions?
I was wondering, did Noodle Cake help with like the fit and finish of the game to get the look that it has, or was that all you?
The look is actually pretty much from us. That they mostly help with the controls and you know, the monetization, you know, the ad network things and things like that. So they didn't have a lot to say to the visuals or the audio.
Gotcha. Okay. My two questions are, it does say that there's in-app purchases. Can I ask for the listeners, what are those in-app purchases?
There's just one in-app purchase, which is basically just removes all the ads.
Very fair. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, sir. And secondly, can you see like, are you given like global, I don't want to say stat information, but do you know like where in the world this game seems to be popular?
It's been pretty popular in the States, yeah, but in Japan and in South Korea, it's been pretty popular there, and Russia, for example, so these kind of countries.
Very cool, very cool. And I'll ask everyone, if you download this game and you play it for even a couple minutes and you do really appreciate how it looks, do the in-app purchase, support developers who do these kind of games. You heard the guy has a 9-to-5 job. If you would like to see more games like this in the future, the best way to vote and to show him that you would like to see more of these kind of games is to give him money.
You know, there's also another way that, which is pretty new to mobile games. I think there's an option in the in-app purchase menu that you can watch one video ad, and it removes all the, you know, interstitial and banner ads for 15 minutes. There's also that way.
I never saw that before.
Yeah, it's in the no ads menu if you tap it open. So it asks.
Oh, cool.
So if for some reason you don't want to, you know, spend the, you know, or buy the, you know, purchase, you can also do it like that and have an ad-free game for 15 minutes.
And they obviously share the revenue with you on that.
Hmm.
Oh, I say, I really do hope so.
Hope so. Otherwise, we'd be like, we ain't watching no video.
Yeah, I got time for that.
Now that you finished this, are you working on another game?
We have a couple of prototypes, but we're at the moment focusing on, we're making a Windows Phone 8 version of Tiltgun. We're probably going to focus on making some kind of bigger update to the game. So that's our priorities at the moment.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Do your kids like the game, Yuri?
Yeah, they do.
What about your other games? Did you want to talk about any of them? Anything you want to remark on?
Sure. I mean, Mystic Marbles, that was our first game. It was released in January 2014. And it's a match tree game, but it doesn't play like your ordinary match tree, like, you know, Betjeweled or Candy Crush or things like that. So it has a bit different kind of control mechanic. It's also free. It has a local multiplayer, so if you're playing, for example, on a tablet, you can play with up to, you know, up to four players can play head to head. And that was our first, you know, venture in the mobile gaming.
So you play multiplayer, four player over wireless LAN Wi-Fi?
No, on the same device.
On the same device. Okay.
Yeah, it's a split screen kind of thing.
What about, and, I'm sorry. What about Super Weasel Pecker?
Yeah, Super Weasel Pecker and Super Llama Chase. Those games were, you know, inspired by the couple of internet memes from March this year. I mean, the Arizona Llama Chase incident, which you probably heard of, and the Weasel Pecker, you know, the photo where the woodpecker is riding the weasel. The weasel is riding the woodpecker. I mean, probably seen those. So we decided that, okay, hey, you know, there's this kind of internet meme going on that, hey, maybe we should, you know, make a game based on those memes.
That's cool that you can come up with something that off the top of your head and be timely with it like that.
They were really, really quickly made. I mean, Super Llama Chase, I think the first version was made in like 2 nights or something like that. And wow. I just put it out on Google Play. And
no, see, to me, that is amazing to have that kind of turnaround time.
Totally. And the fact that you called it Super on both the games makes it even better.
Yeah. But they were kind of interesting experiments, but they really never took off.
Yeah, that's all right. You probably would learn a lot through those experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny. Very cool. What else, guys? What did we miss?
How's the weather in Finland?
Dark at the moment.
as 4 a.m. should be.
Touche.
What else would you like to say, or what did we miss here? Is there anything that you want to make known?
So early morning that I didn't come up with anything. I mean, yeah, thank you for having me, and go download and play some games, I guess.
I thought it was cool that Yuri actually knew the company I used to work for.
What?
I used to work for a Finnish company that was UPM, and he had heard of them, the big paper company.
Yeah, it's a pretty big company in Finland as well.
What's the company?
UPM.
What does that stand for?
United Paper. What was it? I don't even know.
That doesn't sound very Finnish.
Well, it's UPM Kaimim or something like that in Finland, and then we were UPM Raflatac in Dixon.
Gotcha.
United Paper Manufacturers. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I don't remember what it stands for.
I expected some like Finnish thing with the.
Yeah.
All right. Here's where I almost insult our guests with my ignorance.
Here we go.
What are those two little dots over the letter? What is that called?
I think a umlaut.
Umlaut.
I think a umlaut. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, one for door.
Door. I expected your paper company to have a couple of them in title.
I think that the Finnish companies are trying to avoid using those. But I mean, paper industry has been really huge in Finland. I mean, we have a history of, lots of paper companies. We have Finland is pretty known for having lots of forests and, lakes. So paper industry has been really important for this country, but, not anymore.
Right.
Times change.
Yeah, that must suck.
Yeah, there's been, it has had a pretty huge impact on the Finnish economy.
Oh, man. But, well, you guys have a lot of other stuff going for you.
Yeah. I mean, game industry is really strong in Finland at the moment. So
good.
Really excited to be part of it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're in the right place.
Finland's full of smart people. I'll tell you what, they are. All the guys who came from Finland that worked with me, they were all just super geniuses.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know. So we're talking to the elite here on the show of our planet.
That's how they put out a game in 2 nights. That's right. When they see a news article. Yeah.
Well, Yuri, thank you so much for hanging with us and staying up this late. I feel terrible that
Don't feel. I had a few hours of sleep before this. So,
what are you doing for your holiday tomorrow, other than sleeping in a little bit?
I guess I'm gonna, spend some time with the family, and I think I may need to continue on the Windows Phone version. So,
okay.
So some game development.
Sounds like that's what you do.
Back to work. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much again, man. I really appreciate it. Guys, definitely go download Tiltagon from Noodlecake Studios. It's really cool, and we think you'll love it. So that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll see you in a couple days.